We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartAid.org. Thank you for your support. StartAid, February 2nd. Punxsutawney Phil carries a heavy load on his little shoulders. According to folklore, if the groundhog pops out of his burrow and sees his shadow today, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. If there's no shadow, it means an early spring. Phil has become the unofficial groundhog of Groundhog Day. He's near the small town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. His appearance is part of a day-long festival that's been celebrated since 1887. Many other towns hold similar fates. There actually is a bit of truth to the legends. Crisp, sunny days often follow cold fronts, part of a pattern of continuing cold weather. Cloudy skies can be produced by warmer air pushing up from the south, perhaps the start of more spring-like patterns. Groundhog Day is one of several commemorations of a cross-quarter day. Such days occur about halfway between a solstice and an equinox. In many cultures, a cross-quarter day represented the beginning of a new season, not its middle. In the British Isles, there were several celebrations of the February cross-quarter day. In Ireland, it began as Imbolc, which honored the goddess Brigid. Later, Christians celebrated it as St. Brigid's Day, honoring Ireland's patron saint. And in other regions, it was Candlemas. People had their candles blessed by a priest, then used them to light up the rest of the year. So keep an eye on your own skies to see if spring is nigh, or winter will maintain its icy grip. You can follow us on social media and through our website, StartAid.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.